Thanks, everyone. Here is the story of God and me. I was born in a small town in North China. I have not heard of Jesus. I was taught in school as an atheist that there is no God in the world. However, deep in my heart, I believe there is a God. I knew Buddha from TV. I also knew there is a different God in the Western world through reading books. So I prayed to both at night for a few years while I was a teenager. I left my family to study in another city when I was 14 and started to live by myself. All these experiences has taught me being independent and also made me realize that there is nothing in this life that is forever. I had a lot of friends and was doing really well academically. However, I wasn't very happy. I laughed during daytime when I was with my friends, but at night I often cry. I felt lonely and scared, and I didn't know what would happen tomorrow. The purpose of my life then was be happy and have fun. At the age of 18, I came to England to study. During the second day in England, I got to know the first English person. He was my friend's flatmate and was a Christian. He started a cell group where we share stories and read some Bible together. I went with another four Chinese girls every week as there were food and nice people. During that first year, a lot of magic things happened. I started to know that there is a true loving God, who is a loving father, a friend that I can share everything with, and he is the real ruler of the world. This God has met all imagination that I had about a true God. A lot of Christians appeared in my life, even during my holidays. They shared their stories with me, gave me some really good gospel books. At that time, in my mind, I knew that there may be a God, but in my heart, I didn't want to commit. During the first few months of my second year in England, life became hard, relationship broke down, and study is not going well either. I was unhappy and spent lots of time crying, so I knelt down to pray to God every day. God is faithful. Every day I felt stronger, and life was full of hope again just after 3 months. I still didn't want to call myself a Christian, even I knew God helped me. I was invited by a friend to a gospel camp during Christmas, and I went along as I had nothing better to do. Once during a worship song, a movie started to play in my head. It was a movie of God and me. Everything how I came across God since I was born, even little things that I didn't realize it related to God, such as random books and movies, how God held my hand to walk difficulties in life all appeared. Then I said to myself that I can no longer say no. I can no longer reject such a loving God anymore. So I became a Christian that night. On the 1st of June 2008, including me, four out of the five Chinese girls in that cell group were baptized at the same day, different church, different cities, without prayer arrangement. We were all amazed. Life wasn't very smooth since, but I would no longer cry at night, feeling insecure, even during hard times. I knew God was with me the whole time. I had joy and peace. I'm still a working in progress. I fail to be good all the time, but God never let me go. Even though I walked away from God, there was always something bring me back again to Him. I would like to end my story with two Bible verses. First one is Isaiah chapter 40, verse 8. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of God will stand forever. And the second one is Psalm chapter 23, verse 4. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will feel no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Thanks, everyone.